What happens, for example, if two equal blobs of clay move directly toward each other at equal velocities? When they collide, they don't pass their motion from one to the other. If you have two elastic bodies moving at the same velocities and they collide with each other, they do exchange velocities. That makes them rebound. They go in opposite directions at the same speed they were going before. Each receives the velocity the other had. That's consistent with what Descartes said. But that's not what you have when you have two blobs of clay. They stick together. And the motion, as well as the motive force, is lost. And if it's lost, then it would appear that the total sum of motion of motive force in the cosmos has been diminished. This is because the velocities, being opposite in sign, cancel each other. In fact, our old friend Gottfried Leibniz, whom we met back in Lecture 2, published a critique of Descartes' view in 1686. It was not that he disagreed with Descartes about God. He agreed that God's immutability meant that no motion would be lost. But he thought Descartes had gotten into the problem with the clay because he had the wrong idea of how to measure the force of motion. So he proposed a different measure of the quantity of motion and motive force. It was not, Leibniz said, mass times velocity, mv. That's not what was conserved by God. It was mass times velocity squared, mv squared, something Leibniz called vis viva. So vis viva, literally living force, was the name given by Leibniz to the quantity mv squared, his alternative measure of the force of motion to Descartes' mv. Now, mv squared had different implications from Descartes' mv. For example, mv squared was always a positive quantity, since the v squared. That meant that the mv squared of one body could never be canceled by that of another. But then what happens to the mv squares of the two blobs of clay we imagined colliding? There, said Leibniz, you have to move your attention away from the blobs of clay to the particles that make them up. The total quantity of motion represented before the collision is redistributed among these internal parts of the clay. The motion of the blobs before they collided does, in fact, stop when they collide, but that motion is nevertheless passed along. How? Well, said Leibniz, it's passed to the internal parts of the clay. It becomes the increased motion of the internal parts of each blob. So it wasn't lost, after all. And the total original amount of mv squared that God had invested in the universe remained the same. In that sense, at least, the universe was not running down. Now, Leibniz didn't convince everyone right away, but for those he did convince, his vis viva shifted the focus of the issue. Leibniz was thinking of a different kind of measure of motive force. His focus was on the effect the moving object produced, not just the force, the push or pull that it exerted. And this difference between the force, the push a moving object exerted, and the effect the moving object had would become a crucial distinction in later physics. Let me illustrate this business of effect a bit more. And I can do it the way it was done right after Leibniz himself died. One of the followers of Newton in Holland did a series of experiments in which he dropped masses onto clay and measured the dents they made. You can see here that he was interested in the effect the moving object produced. And he found something interesting. Take two objects, same size, same shape. Now, although these objects look exactly alike in size and shape, suppose one of them weighs half of what the other does. Now, we drop them both onto the clay and compare the dents they make. What this Dutchman found was that they didn't make the same dent. That was to be expected. But you could get the same dent if you drop the lighter one from a point twice as high as the heavier one. Now, here comes the interesting thing. If it was dropped from twice the height, it wouldn't be going twice as fast when it hit the clay. It would be going faster than that because it was accelerating. You can calculate that it would be going four times as fast. The size of the dent, in other words, was proportional to the square of the velocity. So the effect produced was proportional to Leibniz's mv squared. Leibniz's measure of the force of motion did measure the effect a moving body produced. Now, in spite of this experiment, Natural philosophers continue to disagree and to argue about the precise measure of the motion and motive force that God would not permit to erode away. By the late 18th century, natural philosophers were also exploring motive force in other contexts that were different from the collisions we've been considering and different from subjecting objects to gravitational pull.